Settling. Feeling at home here in the body. And recalling that we have faith in the wholesomeness of connecting, of being open, relating in a direct, immediate way. We have faith or confidence in the goodness, the wholesomeness of sustaining this openness, this presence. That this sustaining, this continuity of mindfulness is a good thing, isn't a harmful thing at all, leads to good results. We can remember this confidence we have based on our previous experiences in the unification of mind, the mind coming together in the present moment. Non-fragmented, not scattered, confidence in that inner joy, that mental bliss that can arise when the mind comes together. We can also have confidence, faith in this force in the mind that is interested in the truth. On the one hand, it might be experienced as a kind of humility, knowing that we don't know everything yet, and also experienced as a fearlessness, a willingness to see what hasn't yet been seen. These are very accessible qualities that lead to faith, or the cause for real faith, real confidence in the mind, in the heart. So once again, let's take up the Buddha's instructions, mindfulness of breathing instructions, and exploring these qualities that we already respect, the quality of connecting and sustaining, unifying or absorbing into, and the quality, the capacity to see what we haven't seen yet, to open to what we haven't opened up to yet. So the Buddha instructs us to go to the wilderness, the shade of a tree or an empty room, sitting down, sitting upright, setting mindfulness to the fore, always mindful one breathes in, mindful one breathes out. Picking up the instructions as if the Buddha actually knows what he's talking about. He has only our best interests at heart. Breathing in long, one knows I'm breathing in long. Breathing out long, one knows I'm breathing out long. Or breathing in short, one knows I'm breathing in short. Breathing out short, one knows I'm breathing out short. The Buddha is not instructing us to judge or to control the breathing process. He's instructing us to know carefully enough so that we'd recognize whether the breath is long or short. Please train yourself. I will breathe in sensitive to the entire body. Please train yourself. I will breathe out sensitive to the entire body. one trains oneself, I will breathe in calming bodily fabrication, calming the body. One trains oneself, I will breathe out calming the bodily fabrication, calming the body. Remember, you can always begin again with the simple instruction. Always mindful, one breathes in. Mindful, one breathes out. Or if there's a persistent distraction, breathing in, knowing this distraction as it is. Breathing out, knowing the distraction as it actually is. And when you feel ready, when there's a steadiness and calm, one trains oneself, I will breathe in sensitive to rapture, to joy. One breathes out, I will train myself sensitive to rapture. However faint the joy is in the heart and the mind, simply noticing that it's there as you breathe in, as you breathe out. Sometimes joy or rapture is initially experienced as a simple lightness of body and mind, or even a vibratory quality, a buoyant or vibratory quality in the mind and body. One trains oneself to breathe in, sensitive to this joy or rapture, breathing out, sensitive to this lightness or buoyancy of mind. What a relief it is not to have to manufacture anything. The training is simply to be sensitive to what's present, to train the mind to be more sensitive to what's actually present. One trains oneself. I will breathe in, sensitive to pleasure. I will breathe out, sensitive to pleasure. Often there's a habit to emphasize the unpleasant. So now emphasizing the pleasantness of the mind, of the heart. Again, however faint or subtle it might be, breathing in sensitive to pleasure, breathing out sensitive to pleasure. Making the effort to be sensitive to pleasure, or any of the previous instructions, and then when you're ready, one trains oneself. I will breathe in sensitive to mental fabrication. I will breathe out sensitive to mental fabrication. This means simply to breathe in and out, aware, sensitive to what the mind is doing. The mind is always constructing experience. Thinking, basically. So breathing in sensitive to this mental activity. Breathing out sensitive to this mental activity. No need to judge and no need to control. Just be sensitive. One trains oneself, breathing in calming mental fabrications, breathing out calming mental fabrications. And tonight we'll end with the ninth instruction. One trains oneself. I will breathe in sensitive to the mind. Breathing out sensitive to the mind. Just having a simple sense of the space of the mind as you breathe in and as you breathe out. As if the mind is a vast open space of here and now. Breathing in, knowing this, sensitive to this. Breathing out, sensitive to the mind. And we'll take some time and stretch out.